every 60 seconds, an average of 27 girls under the age of 18 are married around the world. That means that over the course of this hearing alone, 400 girls will get married someplace in the world. As child brides and likely child mothers, these girls often drop out of school, their economic opportunities are limited, and they have an increased risk, as Senator Boxer just said, of very serious health concerns from violence and sexually transmitted disease, particularly HIV/AIDS. This does not bode well for U.S. foreign policy objectives. The United States is working so hard to increase the participation of women across the board, including in the formal workforce, because we know that women's full participation is good for women, it's also good for their families, and it's really important for their countries and the stability of their countries. But child marriage is a major barrier to that participation. It strips girls of their ability to learn and contribute to their societies and their economies. In fact, this issue does the exact opposite of what we'd like to see around the world. Married girls are less likely to send their own children to school and to get them immunized. That means that instead of advancing prosperity, this practice fuels cycles of poverty that we're trying to address. When you consider that child marriage is a reality for more than 700 million women and girls alive today, it's clear this issue matters to policymakers, to development practitioners, and to foreign policy experts alike. In short, if our goal is to promote peace, security, and prosperity in countries around the world by empowering women, then ending child marriage is an absolute imperative. In order for us to tackle this problem, it's important to understand why it happens in the first place. Traditional gender roles, poverty, violence, and insecurity all fuel this practice. And each of these drivers, whether it's economic, cultural, or social, can be made worse by state fragility, conflict, and humanitarian emergencies. My colleague, Assistant Secretary Richard, will go into this in a little bit more detail, but I'd like to underline the point that the problem of child marriage is often exacerbated by armed conflict and instability. In conflict settings, families may view marriage as a way to keep their daughters safe, as in the example, Mr. Chairman, that you talked about, or to lessen economic distress. And we see that violent actors, including rebel or insurgent groups, can force women and girls into marriage. For terrorist groups like Daesh and Boko Haram, child marriage is a depraved tactic. They use it to terrorize and control entire populations and to recruit new fighters. Reports indicate that Daesh has abducted more than 3,000 women and girls, including those from Iraq's religious community of Yazidis and other minority groups. Girls as young as 12 or 13 have been forced to marry violent extremists or sold to the highest bidder, sometimes repeatedly, like cattle at an auction. And in Nigeria, more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram in Chibok are still missing. Which brings us to the question of how we can end this harmful practice once and for all. The fact is, there is no single driver of child marriage, and that means there is no single solution, no silver bullet that can address this issue once and for all. That's why the United States takes a holistic approach to address the range of challenges that influence this issue, from health and safety to education and economic opportunity to the rights of women and girls around the world. The policy foundation of this work is strong. Child marriage is addressed in the three interagency policies that we can talk about today, and that includes the first ever strategy on adolescent girls that Senator Durbin referred to earlier and that we discussed in the previous hearing. That strategy was made possible by the strong support of civil society and by members of Congress, and we are very proud that other agencies, including USAID, the Peace Corps, Millennium Challenge Corporation, as well as PEPFAR, are an important part of this effort. These agencies are also part of the Let Girls Learn initiative, because while there is no simple answer, we do know and we believe strongly that the single most important thing we can do is keep girls in a quality education for as long as possible.